ジャパニーズポッド101です。あー美味しそう。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 9. Decisions through elimination. Interesting title, right?
Yes.
It has everything to do with our first phrase.
Oh, first 四字熟語。
That's right. Which is a 4 kanji character compound, which has another meaning than just the character. So it's kind of an idiomatic phrase.
Right.
So what do we have first?
取捨選択。
To sort something out. To make a choice.But there's a little more to this phrase than how we just translated it. Natsuko-san, can you give it to us one more time? Break it down.
取捨選択。取捨選択。
The first character is
取
meaning take. Second character?
捨
throw away. Third character?
選
select.
択
choose. So take, throw away, select, choose. So what's the first two kanji character compound?
取捨
to take and throw away. What's the second two kanji character compound?
選択
to sort out. So we put them together.
取捨選択
and it means to select something you need by throwing away what you don't among many things.
Quite logical, isn't it? Well, sorting out is all about selecting something and throwing out something you don't need.
Kind of prioritizing things.
Right.
You know what like really helped me remember this phrase?
What?
You know like a multiple choice test?
Mm-hmm.
Like process of elimination.
Oh. I see. This is not it. This one's also not it. And you cross out all those not it ones and the remaining is the answer.
Yes, not because you knew it. But because you knew the other ones weren't it.
Mm.
So I don't need this one. Don't need this one. Don't. Okay, I guess it's this one.
I think that's exactly what this 四字熟語 is about. 取捨選択.
Now, Natsuko-san, how do we usually use this phrase?
So this is usually used as a する verb.
So to the 4 kanji character compound, we attach
する.
And it literally means to throw away or to select, to choose.
取捨選択する.
Can we have a couple sample sentences?
みんなのアイディアを取捨選択して3つに絞る。
We're going to narrow down everyone's ideas to just 3. So we're going to get rid of yours, yours, yours. And we're going to get it down to 3.
Mm.
How about another one?
インターネットの情報は取捨選択して利用する必要がある。
So you need to make a choice when you get information on the internet. Okay. 四字熟語 number 2.
心機一転.
To make a clean start. To start off on a clean slate.
心機一転.心機一転。
Let's take a look at it character by character. First character?
心
mind, heart.
機
mechanism.
一
one.
転
revolve. Let's take a look at the two kanji character compounds inside of this. First we have?
心機
which literally means mind mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And it indicates something. Natsuko-san, what does it indicate?
Like action of mind.
Okay.Now, let's put this together with the second two kanji character compound.
一転
And this means to totally change.
Yes. This 一転 is used by itself quite often, right?
Yes. Again, if you have the PDF, which we can't recommend enough, you can see the character. But the second character here is the character for kurobu, so to fall or to rotate.
Yes. So something's going upside down.
So we put it together.
心機一転
And it literally means...Someone totally changes their mind. And usually it's triggered by a certain event. Would that be a pretty good assumption?
Yes, I think so.
So, Natsuko-san, how do we use this?
This is used when someone changes his or her mind in a positive way.
So it's a very good thing.
Yes. So it's kind of like, let's make a new start.
The power of positive thinking.
Yes.
That should have been the title.
What?
The power of positive thinking. Now, a common sentence structure would be...
心機一転、何々を始める。
Which means to start fresh and do something new.
Mm, nice word.
Right? Nice phrase.
Yes.
Now, if you can use this in the classroom or with some friends, again, eyebrows go up, serious faces appear. Where are you getting this stuff from? Let's start off with a kind of set phrase that's used quite a bit. And if you use it, I think a lot of Japanese people recognize it.
新規一点のチャンス.
And which means a good opportunity to start something new.
Yes.
Okay, how about a sample sentence?
彼は会社を辞め、新規一点ラーメン屋を始めた.
He quit the company and made a fresh start and opened his own ramen shop.
Wow.
That's quite a change. How about another one?
私は新規一点アメリカに留学します.
I'll go study abroad in the States and start out fresh. This seems like よくありますね. Like one that would be around. That's
yes.
kind of used quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And how about our last one?
大学入学は新規一点のチャンスです.
Entering university is a really good chance to start over new. Start over fresh. Ooh, this is a really good one.
Right. Makes you feel fresh.
So, let's ask everybody out there. Try to use this. Visit the site and leave us a comment trying to use this expression. In the last few, we've had a lot of listeners come to the site, comment, and then Yuki-sensei, or Mori-sensei, he actually fixes them.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you could give it a try, and then we'll correct it or give our overwhelming sign of approval if it's right. So this is a really good chance to kind of practice how to use this for the next time you meet a Japanese person.
Yes, before you use it in a classroom.
That's right. Okay, that is going to do for today. Again, don't forget the PDF, and we also have a review track, which you can listen to really practice saying this phrase and the previous one, these two idiomatic phrases.
それじゃあ今日はこの辺で、新規一点頑張ってください。